UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777.
This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison. Kansas City was abuzz a few months ago with the news that it will be one of 15 American host cities for the 2026 World Cup. That's a massive undertaking, of course, but it does come with opportunities to pick up lessons on how to do it. In fact, maybe you've heard there's a World Cup going on right now. Kamiko Black-Gilmore is Deputy City Manager and Director of Convention and Entertainment Facilities for Kansas City, Missouri. She's representing Kansas City in Doha, Qatar, seeing how things work, and we're pleased that she's able to join us live from there right now. Kamiko, welcome to Up to Date.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so good to talk with you. What time is it there anyway?
It is 6:08 in the evening.
Okay, so we didn't get you up in the middle of the night. That's good to know.
No, but that jet lag is still kicking, so I'm having a hard time staying up all day long.
I can imagine. So tell us a little bit about why you are in Doha. What are you there to learn?
Well, we are here with the United Soccer Coaches Association. Shout out to Jeff Van Dusen, who made this happen. And we are here to observe everything that we can to get ready for 2026.
Remind us of your role in city government. What are you doing, and why are you the one who's there?
Well, I have two hats, Deputy City Manager, as you stated, and also Director of Convention and Entertainment Facilities. And the entire time I've been with the city, I've been in charge of major events. So you're talking about the All-Star Game and events with Major League Baseball. I've been a point person on the parade for the World Series. And now here I am with the 2020 World Cup, and I'm also involved with the NFL Draft.
It seems like a pretty big job, and certainly won't ever be any bigger than for the World Cup. Are there representatives like you from other cities across the U.S. also there on this trip?
Well, I'm here with the United Soccer Coaches. So we're here with basically the soccer coaches. So they're all from all around the country, and really great group of people. Tim Cowden was here with KCADC. He just left last night. And so he's not here anymore, but we were here both looking at what was happening all throughout the city. And it's been a great experience.
I'm curious, Kamiko, what have you seen? What's that experience been like? Give us a sense of it, those of us who wish we could be there but aren't.
You know, from the very moment you step off the plane, you see the impact that a new stadium, excuse me, not a new stadium, but a new terminal will have. The Doha terminal is fantastic. It's branded all over with FIFA. You go into, you know, get on the metro. The metro is sleek, and it's clean, and it's very efficient to getting from place to place to place. So as a fan, you can really feel the momentum moving you from the airport onto your destination, your accommodation. All around the city, the closer you get into Doha, the closer that you get to some of the stadiums, because there's several stadiums here, you just feel that fan energy. There are people with flags on, they're yelling, they're singing, all the different countries are represented, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. But what helps as a city official is to see how the city is handling it. And like I said, Doha has really rolled out the red carpet for everyone here.
I've watched some of your Facebook videos. The city seems to just be absolutely abuzz with activity. I realize, too, though, by watching those videos, that Doha is a much larger city than Kansas City. Do you have any concerns about our ability to handle this kind of international crowd?
Well, and actually, you know, in square mileage, it's only 51 square miles. So it's smaller, but more dense in population.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I am really confident that Kansas City can handle what we are about to get, because we're not going to get Qatar. Qatar is different because all of the games are being held right here in Doha and right here in one place with several different stadiums. We are going to have hopefully about three or four matches, and they're all going to be, those are going to be in Kansas City. But of course, you know, there's 16 cities throughout the United States, Canada and Mexico. So it's going to be a little bit more diffused. We still don't know what that's going to look like. FIFA has never done it like this before. So it's a big grand experiment, but I think we proved ourselves with the Super Bowl parade, with the Royals parade, with the All-Star game and events. And then we're getting ready to do a trial run with the NFL draft. Kansas City is going to be prepared. I am confident of that.
Is there anything that has surprised you since you've been there? Things that you've seen that you just didn't really expect to see?
It is so clean here. You can eat off the ground in every single place you go, on the metro, on the city streets. It is just pristine. So that's one thing that really surprised me. I knew it was going to be that way, but this is just otherworldly. Another thing that surprised me is just how friendly everyone is. You know, there are some restrictions here that we won't have in Kansas City or throughout the United States, Canada, or Mexico. But even with those restrictions, the volunteers are very friendly. The police are very friendly. The people that are coming from everywhere, of course, it's just like a big party. It's like you're with all of your best friends. And that energy carries through everywhere you're going.
I do want to ask you about those restrictions. There's been some controversy, as you know, around whether alcohol could be served at the games, some of the more conservative restrictions on speech or public demonstrations there. Have you witnessed any of the difficulty around those issues in your time there?
Well, the alcohol restriction affects all of us. That's one thing that we just vowed not to do at all. We as foreigners cannot buy alcohol, but if we had a Qatari person buy it for it, we could have it. But we were not taking any chances, so we're not doing that. You know, and I have to say that regarding the alcohol consumption, it does give you a different feel at the matches. It's more friendly, more family friendly. So I'm really wondering how we can strike a good balance so you don't have those raucous fights and those arguments that can just blow up. So I thought that even though I'd rather see alcohol here, I do see that it could be a benefit. A couple of people told me that there was some T-shirts that were restricted and some folks had to take those off that had rainbow flags on it and things like that. But I haven't seen anything like that personally. Mm-hmm. I was concerned about, as a woman, should I cover my hair? You know, but I've seen a variety and no one has been, you know, pulled aside for those reasons at all. So I feel very comfortable where I was kind of nervous before I got here.
I wonder, have you actually gotten to watch some soccer while you're there?
Oh my God. Yes, I have. We, on the first night that I was here, we watched England and Iran, I believe.
Yeah,
play.
I think that's right.
And that was fantastic. The stadiums are air conditioned, even though they don't have a covering or anything. So you actually got cold in there. Hmm. But you know, the production was amazing. The game was well, England blew Iran away, you know, so that was good for me because I'm not a huge soccer fan, but it helped that was kind of fast moving. I also got to see France against that's crazy.
I should know too.
I can't remember, but anyway, that was France. That was a great game that I saw in the fan festival, and that was a great experience. They have a huge stage. Everybody's sitting down in front of the stage, but it's like you're in your living room. It was just a great experience. I sat next to some young people from France, and every time they jumped up and celebrated, I was right there with them, and they allowed me to be with them. But it was a fantastic time, and I think I'm going to go to the fan festival to watch some more matches. It's actually a really great way to do it, and it's free to the public, so there's a real sense of community there.
Sounds reminiscent of the Power and Light District's Kansas City Live area, where people have gathered to watch games here.
Exactly, but on steroids. it's It's a thousand, well, I shouldn't say that. It's 100 times bigger than Power and Light District. So wherever we do our fan fest, whatever FIFA decides, it's going to have to be somewhere that can hold that a lot of people all day long. Because not only do you watch the matches there, but then you also have live entertainment, DJs, there's food there, there's the sponsors have exhibits set up. It's just a really good time for everyone.
And I'm happy to report that France defeated Australia 4-1 yesterday, so that we have that
officially
in the record.
Thank you so much.
last question, Kumiko, how long will you be there? What are the next steps after this for you?
I will be here until the day after Thanksgiving, and then I'm heading home. The next step is to debrief with the rest of the delegation that's coming. Kathy Nelson from Visit KC / the Sports Commission will be here with Catherine Holland. And so they will be on the second leg of this trip for 5 days, I believe. We'll come together after they get back, and we'll start to debrief and talk about what we could do here there in Kansas City. And I've taken like 5 pages of notes just observing different things. And I'm hoping that we can pull something together with a Kansas City spin on it.
That's Kansas City's Deputy City Manager, Kumiko Black Gilmore. She's also Director of Convention and Entertainment Facilities for the city. And she joined us live from Doha. Kumiko, thanks so much for taking the time this evening.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you to everybody at KCUR. This has been great.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.